This weekend also marks the first anniversary of Pope Benedict XVI's address to the General Assembly of the United Nations in New York, one of the focal points of his apostolic voyage to the United States a year ago this month. To mark the anniversary, the Holy See held a seminar at the UN to reflect on the Pope's remarks 1 year on. The former U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See and current president of the Pontifical Academy for Social Sciences, Professor Marianne Glendon, spoke with Tracy McClure about the enduring impact of the Pope's visit and his UN address.
I think the impression that stays in my mind is a visual image. The unforgettable, colorful ceremony on the South Lawn of the White House and what it symbolized and the sense of excitement everyone had when the president spoke to the Pope in terms that made Catholics feel very proud to be Catholic, and when the Pope spoke to the president in terms that made Catholics feel very proud to be American, and Americans very proud to be Americans. It was really an extraordinary exchange. Some people compared it to a duet in an opera. And It was quite, I think, you remember the context where Catholics in the United States were feeling a little dispirited about a lot of things, church closings and the tremendous cost of damages for settling sex abuse claims. And the Pope came and made people feel good again and hopeful.
One of the highlights of that visit to the U.S. was, of course, the Pope's discourse to the General Assembly at the United Nations. In its seminar at the U.N. this month, how did the Holy See recall the Pope's speech?
There was a good deal of discussion of the Pope's praise of the human rights ideas in the Universal Declaration and in the U.N. Charter, but the Pope's very pointed warnings about how those human rights ideas can be deconstructed, hijacked, and distorted. That was a good part of our discussion. And another part of the discussion had to do with, as you say, the duty to protect, which the Pope discussed. Keep in mind, we all know how Pope Benedict compresses very complex ideas into a few words. And so this notion of duty to protect bristles there, begging for, as they say, unpacking. And there was a good deal of discussion about the problem of, well, who exactly implements this duty to protect, and how does that fit with the doctrine of subsidiarity? What was impressive to me was that the Holy See's voice in the UN is so respected, and it's such a sign of that respect, that not only did they pack the hall when the Pope came a year ago and give him a rousing standing ovation at the end, but they came back a year later to ponder and ask questions about what he had said.